X-Ray laughed. "Don't laugh, Rex," said Mr. Pendansky. "We don't laugh at people's dreams. Someone is going to have to train monkeys for the movies." "Who are you kidding, Mom?" asked X-Ray. "Magnet's never going to be a monkey trainer." "You don't know that," said Mr. Pendansky. "I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Nothing in life is easy. But that's no reason to give up. You'll be surprised what you can accomplish if you set your mind to it. After all, you only have one life, so you should try to make the most of it." Stanley tried to figure out what he'd say if Mr. Pendansky asked him what he wanted to do with his life. He used to think he wanted to work for the FBI, but this didn't seem the appropriate place to mention that. "So far, you've all done a pretty good job at messing up your lives," said Mr. Pendansky. "I know you think you're cool." He looked at Stanley. "So you're caveman now, huh? You like digging holes, caveman?" Stanley didn't know what to say. "Well, let me tell you something, caveman. You are here on account of one person. If it wasn't for that person, you wouldn't be here digging holes in the hot sun. You know who that person is?" "My no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather." The other boys howled with laughter. Even Zero smiled. It was the first time Stanley had ever seen Zero smile. He usually had such an angry expression on his face. Now